7. Opinion and conclusion. Regardless of how you wish to view these historical events, the words of the New Testament are a theological-philosophical thesis for governance which has failed the poor and ignorant for over 2,000 years. Christianity was a blueprint for an expected change which has over the years served only the tyrants who make a living dominating a slave class. Instead of love of neighbor, we venerate power, as we subjugate the meek and kind-hearted. Those who were intended to receive salvation from the Christian message have remained the fools we farm in our slave economy. The reason why Christianity has been a religion of war and conquest is because master/slave is in our human nature. Bondage is the natural outcome of sexual competition. If we think, if we reason, if we approach intelligence, we will recognize the absurdity of our existence, yet we are unable to change the nature of our tyrannical reality. Our church should have been our salvation from this absurdity, but it is a monolith of dogma. It is not open to reason, it is tyrannical and was never designed to truly fulfill a Christian message. Rather, its design was to make a slave population docile and subservient, to support Caesar and the variety of kings and nobility of Europe. Acts 17:6. And when they could not find them, they dragged Jason and some of the brothers before the city authorities, shouting, "These men who have turned the world upside down have come here also." 7. And Jason has received them, and they are all acting against the decrees of Caesar, saying that there is another king, Jesus. Everything remains upside down. If we were to see the absurdity of our lives, if we began to define love as an infinite pity, and if we were to see human existence as a compilation of needless suffering, then we might begin to see the need to care for the least of us. We must stop thinking we can know God, that God is good or evil, for when we think this life is good, or that God is good, we will make up lies about our purpose. Love will be needy and possessive, and simply become power over another. We are blind and ignorant, blame the devil and fail to act, then embrace the absurdity of life as our reality. We are animals, driven by the same evolutionary forces of an ape. We will kill the other over a larger piece of meat, and subjugate those we love. We have no clue what drives us and no clue as to our purpose, yet we'll kill women and children for power and land. The Sermon on the Mount was so radical that the Defense Department wouldn't survive its application. 2006 speech sent Barack Obama. It is no longer inconceivable to honestly build the world hoped for in the Christian message. Although class struggle has been how humans have moved forward and evolved, the norm is to the ideal and we will eventually come to this ideal. Every rational individual knows we are better served when our neighbors are intelligent and wise, and we no longer need a leisure class, nor slaves to provide for us. Our economies provide more than enough food and shelter. What we all lack is truth, and a proper education. We are done with progress. For us, there is no more evolution. Intelligence will become artificial and the complexity will be so great that reality will become even more incomprehensible. Our purpose is complete, the struggle is over, it is now our task to build a proper and humane society. A civilization functions on its beliefs, and we shall never escape the need for a religion. Civilization has outpaced our dogma. Our system of belief is not compatible with current knowledge, view of history, or science. Pastors can no longer believe what they preach, and if they do, we then have a situation of the blind leading the blind. If we continue to sustain the status quo, we will continue this polarized society, divided between ignorance of its servants and hypocrisy of the nobility. We cannot abolish Western religion to adopt some New Age concept. Any transition must leave the past intact, yet move us into a solution that is the actual fulfillment, or redemption called for in our religious testaments. Since civilization has been built upon its beliefs, it could well be that our past and present problems come from our failure to understand the truth about the unknown, what we call God. We can solve that issue by accepting that God is the unknowable, while knowing that what we ask of God has already been fulfilled, is simple to attain, and possible for everyone. 18. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. 19 And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. Revelation 22. The above verse is how the New Testament ends. It is a warning not to change the word. Similar to a penalty for committing a crime when we know people will always commit crimes. What we overlook is that the message we are told not to change was created out of a variety of possible options. The Testament was selected by 4th century theologians and politicians from a large variety of different takes of a messianic message, with one concern underlying the process of compilation. In hoc signo vinces, it was designed by the Pontifex Maximus, Constantine, for the dominion of the people of his empire. When we say Dominus, or Lord, we speak of Caesar. What we use as our testament did have text added, and was altered. It is a specific construct for dominion of the poor rather than its salvation. Yet, this is unimportant because the true message of an expected Messiah and the Logos is a truth which is instinctively known to all reasonable people. In other words, rational minds selected the text to be the Christian spiritual guide, and it went through editing and revisions to become the ideal Logos for tyranny, for Caesar, and today will require rational minds to give it a full revision in order for it to become a message that actually works for all mankind. If the New and Old Testament has served us for this many years, why could we not evolve our interpretation of the text into a more truthful version of the human reality? Certainly, if we do, we can then commence with the initiation of the messianic age that has been so awaited for. Each of us as humans have similar motivations, and it has been from these motivations that we built the structure of our religion, society, and its laws. What can we honestly ask of God that we cannot provide for ourselves? In that they show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience bearing witness, and their thoughts alternately accusing or else defending them, Romans 2:14. A pantheon of gods was what we once used to explain the mystical forces of nature. The relations of these mystical forces were seen as the motive of human characteristics. Love and wars were the cause of the gods' intent through a relation with mankind, all understood and petitioned by a priest class. Christ brings to us the Platonic concepts of the unknowable God, the Logos, Son, or intellect, and the soul which connects us to God, calls for the removal of the priest class, and places the responsibility directly on each of us to discern God through our soul and apply a law dedicated to the benefit of our neighbor. This thinking, along with the recognition that the New and Old Testament are two separate theologies, would be the place to begin. Competition is effective, albeit brutal. Throughout the world people compete. We exalt competition, a behavior which is based on taking something called profit from another. The reason we see so few people living under a law that is directed to the benefit of neighbors is because we have chosen to do the opposite. We choose to compete, therefore we live in an absurd society based on good and evil, greed and competition. We live in misery, and we produce misery only because we choose to do nothing about these facts. The reason we choose to compete is because it is our nature, and although reasonable people may choose otherwise, it is not natural to be reasonable. Reason requires education, and not everyone has this opportunity. I don't expect people to stop competing, but I do believe that there are reasonable educated people that can see that life is better served in service to others, people that see a better world and are not motivated by the shiny objects that we obtain through competition. There are people that find it unpleasant to be motivated by sexual desire and find greater pleasure in the aesthetic values of a better society. I call on these people, the rational and considerate, to come together and build a proper belief and factual reality for the future. Constantine discovered the value of Christianity as a tool for dominion, and would build a church that would dominate the Western world. A new priest class, and universal belief that was ideal for the empire. Today's Rome is not the city of Rome, but an institution that extends from the pastor of the local church to the international cabal of rulers that profit from human toil, all fueled by our stupidity. In all these years since Jesus Christ, humanity has evolved and prospered, yet little has changed in the relation between slave and master. It has been our church that has carefully maintained the status quo. Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. And they cast lots to divide his clothing. Luke 23:34. Human evolution has been characterized by a brutal competition among hairless apes, a process we now refer to as civilization. This barbarism has been perpetuated by a church that acts out of ignorance rather than understanding. You may also notice that civilization is an unfortunate, yet deterministic series of conflicts, wars, and enslavement, which will continue unless we become self-aware, evaluate our circumstances, and be truthful about these matters. The church only promotes what its people will accept, and its people accept only what their intellectual capacity permits. The only good is knowledge. And the only evil is ignorance. Socrates. Our plight stems from ignorance of our reality, and only through proper reasoning can we hope to transcend this absurdity. By engaging in thoughtful contemplation rather than reacting impulsively to life, we can avoid being controlled by governments, others, or circumstances.